ಅಮೃತ ದಲೀಲಾ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 6 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 79 ತಾಹತೆ ವಿಖ್ಯಾತ ಇಹ ಪರಮ ಈಶ್ವರ ಅಜ್ಞಾನಸ್ಥಾನೆ ಕಿಚು ನಹೆ ವಿಜ್ಞೇಯ ಗೋಚರ್ ತಾಹತೆ ವಿಖ್ಯಾತ ತಾಹತೆ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ನೌ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್ Previous verse was stated that the Bhagavata Lakshana, that the characteristics of Godhood are manifest in Lord Chaitanya in the fullest degree. So this is Gopinacharya speaking and he's saying here, Taha te vikhyata, and because the symptoms of Godhood are manifested in him, Iho Parama Ishwar, therefore he is the Supreme Lord. Agyasthane. Agyasthane, those who are situated in ignorance, kichunahe vigyera gochar, kichunahe, they are not able to say, they are not able to, vigyera gochar, they are not able to understand this, this particular information, this particular truth that Lord Chaitanya is himself the Supreme Lord. Those who are ignorant, they are not able to understand this, they are not able to appreciate this. So now, Shishya Gana kahe Ishwara kaha kona pramane, Acharya kahe Vigyamata Ishwara lakshane. So now, at this point, for the first time in this conversation, somebody other than the two main conversationists, that is Sarvabhata Acharya and Gopinath Acharya, these two were having the conversation. Now with Gopinath Acharya, there's Mukundatta also was there. But he has not been speaking. Mukundatta is younger, and also that Gopinath Acharya is the person to whom Sarvabhata Acharya is primarily talking. They are both in the same age group and they are also closer to each other. So, because of both seniority and affinity, the primary conversationists were Gopinath Acharya and Sarvabhata Acharya. But now a third party is entering into the conversation, that is Shishyagana. So now, his disciples ask, so that means now the Shishya Gana means group. So the disciples are asking, so is it that all disciples are speaking in one voice? No, the disciples were having the discussions and they chose a representative. One of them spoke, but that one person was speaking on behalf of the disciples. So Shishya Gana kahe, Ishwara kaha kona pramane. Tell us, how can you say that he is Ishwara? On what basis are you saying this? What is the pramana for saying this? And this is a valid question. Anybody can claim that someone is God, and will anyone accept it because of that? Now, what is authority for saying that somebody is God? It's an important question they are asking, and they are showing that they are not sentimental people. At the same time, they are actually asking a reasonable question. And indeed, if more people ask this question, then there would be less misleading of people, as is happening in the world today with people claiming to be God. Acharya kahe vigyamata ishwara lakshane. Acharya kahe, the Acharya spoke, vigyamat, that it is dependent on the vigyamat, the position, the statements of the author, learned person. Vigyamat Ishwara Pramane, Ishwara Lakshane. Those who are authorized people, those who are the saintly people, Vigya. So, Arsha Vigyamakya, that is also considered one of the authorities in the one of the, it is also considered one of the Pramanas. So, Ishwara Lakshane. So, we can know it from the word of the authorized people. Shishya kahe Ishwara Tata. Tattva sadhi anumane, acharya kahe anumane nahe ishwara gyane. So now, the shishya replied, no, he said that they don't immediately accept the authority, the thesis that actually we need to depend on authorized people to know who is God. They say that ishwara tattva sadhi anumane, that we can learn it from inference. We can do logic, and through logic we can infer the conclusion of who is God. So now Acharya kahe, no, he says anumane nahe ishwara gyane, that actually we cannot know Lord by anuman. So inference is actually a useful tool for knowing certain things, but certain things are beyond inferential logic. Tarko pratishtha shutayo vibhinna nasa vrushivisimatam nabhinnam. The well-known verse in the Mahabharata is repeatedly quoted by our acharyas and especially by Sri Prabhupada, that when we use logic, the logic is, and we try to arrive at some inferences, anuman, it's basically guesswork based on incomplete, imperfect perceptions. And that's why the possibility of that leading to authoritative knowledge, especially about knowledge of things that is beyond our sensory perception, that possibility is extremely low. That possibility is very low. And this is not, this hazardous way is not recommended for knowing. And then the next verse goes on. Anumana pramana nahe ishwar tatva jnane krupa vina ishwarer kehe nahi jane. So the 82nd text we said that anumana pramana, so now anumana is also one way of acquiring knowledge, but that is not a way of acquiring knowledge for the absolute truth. Nahe ishwara tatva jnane, we cannot know about ishwara through that. Krupa vina ishwarer keha nahi jane. Krupa vina, without krupa, ishwarer keha nahi jane. No one can know ishwara. We cannot know who is that absolute truth without knowing about the, by inference. So we can know it, kripa, now without mercy we cannot know. That means he is bringing in now another factor. So in the previous text he has said that how do we know? It is by the statements of the authority people. Now he's bringing another point here and he's saying that we can know by the expert opinion of the learned people. And now this thing, another point is that we can know by the mercy. And that he brings in now, now Saravama raises the question now. Saravama has been observing till now. And is letting his disciples talk. Now he brings in at this point. Ishwarera kripalesha hayata yahare saita ishwar tatva jani bare pare. Ishwarera kripalesha. So ishwarera kripalesha, that even a small kripa, a small portion of the kripa of Ishwara, hayata yahare. If there is even a small particle of kripa, then saita ishwar tattva jani bare pare, then one can understand ishwar tattva jani bare pare, one will be able to understand the tattva, the truth of the absolute truth of the ishwara, the truth about the nature of the absolute truth will be able to understand. And then he quotes a well known verse from Shastra about this point. This is a verse from the prayers of Brahma to the Supreme Lord when he has found himself deluded by the potency of the Supreme Lord. So there it says, Atha pite deva padam bujadvay rasadaleshanu gruhite vahi janati tattvam bhagvan mahimno achanye kopichiram chinvan. Atha pite deva padam bujadvay. So atha pite, therefore, deva, te deva, O you, O Lord, padam bujadvay, your lotus feet, two lotus feet, prasad lesha anugruhit evahi. Prasad lesha is a small particle of the mercy when somebody is blessed by that. Anugruhit evahi. Janati tattvam. At that point, the person comes to know. Janati. Bhagavan mahimno. That time, one comes to know the greatness of the Lord. One understands the Lord and His greatness. The truth about the Lord, His position, you understand? Nacha anya. One cannot know it by any other way. Ekopi. If one tries in any other way, it cannot be known. People, they may chiram vichinvan. Chiram. For a long, long time they may try. Vichinvan. They try to guess and speculate. One will not come to know about it. This verse essentially states that you, O Lord, can be known only by your mercy, by that your great position can be understood, and otherwise there is no way to know you. And in this way, the discussion moves onwards, and how it evolves we'll discuss in our future talks. Thank you.